So tonight we've had a collaboration dinner with two amazing chefs from Sweden, who I met a couple of years ago in the San Pellegrino Young Chef competition. I met Jerome in London, and we actually competed against each other, and then we both went through for the Europe section. Then at the final, you know, just said it might be nice to cook together. And yeah, we actually cooked together tonight, which was really nice.
So tell me a bit about what was on the menu tonight.
So on the menu tonight, we started off with a few snacks or canapés, the same way we always do at Versa. We started off with a really fresh, typical kind of Versa dish of just some very, very fresh crab, elderflower, which we preserved from a few weeks ago. A nice wild mushroom snack with like a crisp made from beer. Great bread from Ross Bakery, because it's all about circular economy. You don't have to do everything yourself. With wild seaweed butter. We had a wonderful pea dish. We used some greens, which we cooked on fire outside. Just the most simple ingredients, but cooked with a lot of love. And then we used a really, really good couple of sides. So we had salad from Starvey Farm, really good organic Manx potatoes, some of the cheeses from the creamery, and lots of flowers from around in nature. And these sides were to accompany amazing Lockton lamb dish. So the chefs from Sweden respected our heritage and culture, using the rare breed native lamb from the island. And where else in the world are we going to cook Lockton well other than the island? And then we moved on to a couple of nice desserts, one more acidic and sweet, using gooseberries and pineapple weed and local dairy. Nice fresh dessert with frozen white currants from Starvey Farm. And then we finished off with a hot sticky cake situation with really good Outlier Distillery rum.
Everyone loves a cake situation with rum. I mean, that is just the ultimate, isn't it? So when Pip approached you guys and said, come to the Isle of Man, what did you think?
So, you know, Island of Man, I wouldn't say I've even heard about it before. I heard it that it was a motorbike race. That was like the one thought that just came out to my mind. But I thought it would be so nice to you know, somehow get out of your box and go somewhere else. And I knew Pippa was, you know, really trying to only use local ingredients. So even when we were planning the menu, I was like almost a little bit shocked about like how particular she is with some things on the menu. So we said like, do the desserts with sugar, and she said no, we don't do sugars.
I was quite shocked, but I was impressed as well. I was like, it's so hard, it's super super hard, it's like the hardest thing this time for me, and which is getting me to think of why am I using sugar. So it's making me question my own cooking, and
that so here's this: you are the world champion in the San Pellegrino Chef Awards, and you are saying you're learning things from being here.
Exactly, a lot actually. Yeah,
that's amazing. That is amazing. So tell me, what did you make of the produce? What you worked with tonight, the local, the Manx produce?
It was first of all, I thought it was fun and interesting, because many of the things that we did tonight, I've never tasted before. Yeah. So I tasted it this morning. And we actually cooked good dishes with them tonight. Yeah. Which is, I'm so happy that people enjoyed it.
Like everything we cooked today was picked today at the farms. So, and for us living in a bigger city, just being able to go out and forage from what's around is just amazing, which is kind of hard for us. We try to keep as much as we can local, but it's not that easy that you can just walk out the forest in Stockholm.
This is definitely outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Totally outside of it.
Is there a certain amount of, I don't know, maybe a bit of envy about what Pippa's got here? Would you like to have what she has on her doorstep?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
They're so passionate, everyone we met. For us, we sometimes meet our farmers as well, but not that often to pick stuff up.
It's quite far.
It's far away. So,
if there was one dish or one ingredient you could take home with you, what would it be?
One thing that I haven't used before is hogweed seed. And that was super interesting and super pungent. Super pungent, yeah.
Yeah, I would go for the lamb then. We have lamb, of course, in Sweden as well, but this one was something else. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What I like a lot about the island is how calm it is. I grew up in the Philippines. The life you live there is super hectic. And then now I moved to Stockholm, which is a big city as well. Quite a difference coming to the island, and it's just so peaceful life that you guys have here. And the ingredients are just 5 minutes from where you're going to be cooking, and it's awesome.
See, they're making me fall in love with my island even more.